This recording, Guadeloupe 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic and Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked out her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing her tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I originally speak 2 languages, Creole, Guadeloupean Creole, the Guadeloupean version of Creole, and in French and Spanish. It's one of the islands of the Eastern Caribbean chain. It's a volcanic island. At the same time, an island with very much geographical and climatic diversity. Much of the island is lush, covered by a very thick forest. In another part is relatively dry with no rivers, essentially a savanna. So it's quite a bit of diversity, natural diversity, animals, and of course with a people that's diverse also. Most people, of course, are descendants of Africans brought there under slavery, but then we have a relatively important Indian population as well. Indians from India who came there in the 19th century after slavery was abolished, and who were taken there by former slave masters to make sure that their ex-slaves would not negotiate good salaries. So Indians were taken there as strike breakers. And we have quite a bit very important Lebanese community as well. Lebanese, former Lebanese and Syrian Christians most of the time who came there again in 19th century, early 20th century. So quite a diverse population. Whites, of course, but the very, very tiny minority descendants of the very first French and, but not only French, Dutch settlers also came to the area. So it's a quite a diverse people, diverse population.